USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration says it will begin evacuating Afghans who aided U.S. forces in that country at the end of the month. It's unclear how many people the program, called Operation Allies Refuge, will be able to relocate to safe countries. There has been a push in recent weeks to get Afghans who worked with the U.S. out of the country as troops are being pulled out. Many have said they fear for their lives as the Taliban has made considerable gains in regaining territory in the country. And a group of moderate Democrats have sent a letter to the Speaker of the House and the Senate Majority Leader calling for the formation of a 9/11-style commission to investigate the origins of COVID-19. The letter from the leaders of the Blue Dog Coalition encourages legislation that would create a panel to investigate the origins of the virus, as well as the U.S.'s preparedness for a pandemic. There's thus far been little interest from House leadership in investigating the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
While the COVID-19 pandemic was front and center in 2020, another public health crisis was worsening. Lance Pry has more.
The feds reported Wednesday overdose deaths soared to a record 93,000 last year during the COVID-19 pandemic. In the previous year, about 72,000 drug overdoses were reported, making this report a 29% increase. This morbid number indicates 11 people an hour are ODing to death in America. Experts contend lockdowns and other pandemic restrictions isolated those with drug addictions and made treatment harder to get. Shannon Monette, an associate professor at Syracuse University who researches geographical patterns in overdoses, says nearly all of the increase is fentanyl contamination in some way. Heroin is contaminated, cocaine is contaminated, methamphetamine is contaminated. End quote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Social media services in Cuba appear to continue to be blocked following large-scale protests over the weekend in the island nation. UK-based internet traffic observer NetBlox says the Cuban government has blocked access to Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and WhatsApp after the sites were used to organize Sunday's unrest. Demonstrations of support have been held in Miami, with many officials on both sides of the political aisle calling on the White House to further support the protests and the Cuban people. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News that President Biden should be gathering an international coalition to force changes on the island.
And I think we ought to do everything we can to support the people, the good people of Cuba. What I find disgusting is the fact that all President Biden has done is issue a press release. That's it. I don't even know if he read the thing. President Biden needs to be on the telephone. He needs to be calling the leaders of the UK, of Canada, of New Zealand, of Australia, of India, of Japan, of South Korea, of the European Union, and saying, let's issue a joint statement supporting the people of Cuba. Let's talk about additional sanctions on the Castro government. We've got the Castro government down now. The people have. Let's choke them to death. President Biden ought to be using all of the cyber skills that exist in the United States of America to keep that internet open in Cuba so the whole world can watch and the Cuban people can talk to each other and try to reinforce their actions.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.